Hello and welcome to another Catholic News podcast. Now, the 21st of November is World Fisheries Day. I'm joined by Martin Foley, who is the National Director of our charity Apostleship of the Sea, to discuss the day and really put it into a Catholic context. Martin, how are you doing?
Good, thank you, James. Good to be here.
Right, World Fisheries Day. I suppose it would be a little remiss not to contextualise this a little bit in terms of the devastating impact of Typhoon Haiyan.
Yeah.
We were talking a bit off mic about the fishermen and the communities they support and how obviously they're based in those low-lying areas in the Philippines. Tell us a little bit about how they're coping in the aftermath.
Yeah, well, you know, World Fisheries Day was established to draw attention to overfishing, to habitat destruction and to other threats to the maritime environment. But obviously the typhoon that hit the Philippines 10 days or so ago has destroyed many maritime fishing communities in, as you said, the low-lying coastal areas there. Last week, via the Apostleship of the Sea, Port Chapman in Cebu, one of the islands that has been hit by the hurricane, we received a report via the National Fishers Group that between 50 to 60% of the typhoon victims were fishermen who were the first to bear the brunt of the storm surges. They were living in coast areas in northern Cebu and many of the other islands. And it's only now that our port chaplain and other relief organisations are starting to establish contact with the communities on those islands, because obviously communications were brought down by the severity of the typhoon.
And of course, we've got a sizable Catholic Filipino community over here. So this really does stretch out across the world, the impact.
It does. And it's something that we have been very conscious of as part of our response as the Apostleship of the Sea. Obviously, we're not a relief organisation. We leave that work to CAFOR and others who are better placed to provide relief. But our chaplains and our volunteers have been there to support seafarers visiting the UK or other ports around the world, pray with them, counsel them, be alongside them during this time, and also reach out to their families who are concerned for the well-being of relatives who have been hit by this typhoon. And, you know, one needs to bear in mind that many seafarers working overseas, their roots will be in fishing communities back home in the Philippines, and they have been many besides themselves with worry, as one would be when a storm of that severity hits your home and you cannot contact your friends and your family. So that really has, as you said, helped to contextualize World Fisheries Day and just brings home the reality that fishermen living in low-lying coast areas are very vulnerable to the ravages of storms and climate change, and therefore I think it's an important pointer to the need to support fishermen and their families, which is something that our chaplains and ship visitors and volunteers throughout the world seek to do.
Well, clearly, obviously, we offer our prayers for the victims, the families and all those impacted by the typhoon in the Philippines. But you mentioned a few things that we do consider when we think about World Fisheries Day. Yes. Now, I just want to put this into a little bit of context statistically.
Yep.
We hear that some 43 million individuals worldwide are employed in the fisheries and aquaculture industry.
Yes.
Huge. More than 25% of the world's dietary protein is provided by fish, so we can see the impact. And the human population allegedly consumes over 100 million metric tons of fish annually. So we all benefit from the fairly difficult work that the fishermen do.
Definitely. And fishing is probably one of the most dangerous occupations in the world. Bearing in mind that many of these fishermen, particularly in places like Southeast Asia, are subsistence fishermen. So they're working on small boats that are particularly susceptible to, you know, strong winds and waves. But even in the fishing industry off the coast of the UK, you know, it's still a dangerous occupation. And there are issues because obviously consumption of fish worldwide has increased. There are increasing problems with overfishing and fishermen straying perhaps further from their national boundaries in order to catch a decent amount of fish to bring back. Now, when they do that, when they stray beyond their territorial waters, they become at risk of arrest, because technically they shouldn't be there. And we have stories, particularly from India, from our chaplain in India, Father Xavier Pinto, who talks of Indian seafarers straying into Pakistani territorial waters, then being arrested and thrown into really horrible prisons and really forgotten about.
So who looks after those men, or how do we hear about their plight?
Well, it's really thanks to the advocacy of Apostleship of the Sea port chaplains that we get to hear about challenges and criminalisation of seafarers, which is a major problem, because if your livelihood depends upon the catch, then if your particular patch, your territorial waters, have been overfished, then you are naturally going to look further afield. And I think we need to try to avoid the criminalisation of seafarers. Father Xavier Pinto in India, he's suggesting that where there are two countries that perhaps share an expanse of water, like India and Pakistan, that they come to sort of bilateral agreements so that fishermen are entitled to fish within those areas if they have appropriate registration. And that if they then come into contact with the authorities, they will not be arrested and incarcerated and subject to criminalisation. I think we need to look at these sorts of bilateral agreements to ensure that seafarers are not criminalised and that they are treated with decency.
You mentioned the UK and the fact that it's tough enough fishing the waters round here. Mm. What do you think we should focus on as a Catholic community? World Fisheries Day is November the 21st, that's Thursday.
Yep.
You know, we'll all be busy probably at work or at home or doing the school run, all these things. What should we focus on, do you think?
Well, first and foremost, I would ask people, invite them to pray for fishermen on World Fisheries Day. You know, one day in the year where perhaps let's say a few extra prayers for fishermen. Let's thank God for fishermen, for the sacrifices that they make to bring the fish to our supermarkets and to our kitchen tables. And also, let's try and be more responsible consumers. You know, let's ask our supermarkets where they are sourcing their fish from. Is it responsibly sourced? Are they ensuring that they're not buying fish that's been taken from waters that are overfished or where, you know, unethical means are used to fish in certain parts of the world where, you know, fishermen are kept in conditions akin to slavery or servitude? So I think the onus is upon us to pray for fishermen and to be more responsible consumers.
And is there that slight tension there in terms of the environment? I mean, we're called to be good custodians of the planet, of course.
Of course, yeah.
And yet, obviously, we want fishermen who clearly rely on their industry for their income, a tough industry where I guess there's a sliding scale of pay and remuneration for your efforts.
Yep.
You know, they'll probably be wanting to go out on those boats, won't they? Even though, you know, overfishing, we've talked about the problems of that. Is there a tension there, do you think?
There is a tension, but fishermen the world over want to be treated in a decent and humane way. They understand that it's a tough occupation, that it's not an easy life, but the least that they should be able to expect are decent working conditions, decent rest periods, because actually, if they're working, you know, 20 hours a day, that's unsafe. Mm. And then that puts their lives at risk and affects their families and many others. And another issue that's worth highlighting that springs from the very tough world that is the fishing world is drink and drug abuse on board fishing vessels. You know, one can imagine if you are working, you know, 15, 16, 20 hours a day and feeling exhausted, temptation to use drugs to keep oneself awake and alert can become very powerful. And so our port chaplain in Belgium is doing some work in his home country in Belgium, where the fishing industry is a very important source of income for the state, to help address problems around drink and drug abuse in the fishing industry, working alongside the fishermen. And again, that's another example of the way in which the Apostleship of the Sea is responding to, you know, the needs and the challenges that fishermen face.
Well, let's pray for them, the men and the women working in the fisheries and aquaculture industry. We've talked about the vast scale and how it impacts on us all. So let's remember them in our prayers. World Fisheries Day is Thursday, November the 21st this year. Martin Foley, thank you ever so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you, James.
That's Martin Foley, who is the National Director of Apostleship of the Sea. So you can catch all our podcasts on catholicnews.org.uk. Please do check that out. And on Twitter, we're at CatholicEW. Martin, do you want to give us a quick plug for any of the Apostleship's web channels?
Yep, our website is www.apostleshipofthesea.org.uk, and if you go there, you'll be able to visit our Facebook account and also our Twitter feed.
Martin, thanks ever so much. We'll be back with another Catholic News podcast very soon.